Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He's QB1.
Quarterback from Texas Tech, number 15, Patrick Mahomes.
He's a three-time Super Bowl champion.
Mahomes moving to his left laterally, chased, holding it, and gets out of bounds and up the sideline. He's not out of bounds yet. He's at the 10, inside the 10. He dives for the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City. A remarkable acrobatic scramble on a 27-yard run. Maybe the best play yet.
Two-time MVP and three-time Super Bowl MVP.
Patrick Mahomes with Mahomes magic. Starting left, peeling right, three drives, three touchdowns for the Chiefs.
And you can hear him right here every week with CDOT, exclusively on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan. Here's Patrick Mahomes.
So every week, Patrick Mahomes' appearances on the show are brought to you by our good friends over at Telly Tire and Auto Centers. Winning starts with a great drive. Since 1942, Telly certified techs have delivered complete car care with top brand tires and expert auto service. Keep your drive going. Take it to Telly. Visit TellyTire.com today. Earlier today, I got the opportunity to be joined by the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. Our conversation started with he is an alum of Texas Tech University. They have made the college football playoff. What does he make of their draw?
Yeah, obviously we're in a good spot getting the bye. Those guys earned it. Now it's just preparing and getting ready to play a good football team whenever that game gets decided between Oregon and JMU. I wish we'd have been able to play in the Cotton Bowl in Dallas, but it'll still be great to play. I think it's the Orange Bowl in Miami, so it'll still be a great environment.
There's been a lot of debate about Miami and Notre Dame. You're a big college football fan. I want to get your opinion. What did you make of the decision for the committee to take Miami over Notre Dame?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, it kind of goes to that head-to-head record. You know, that's kind of like been the standard for a long time. And even though I actually think Notre Dame might have been playing better football going in, but when it comes down to head-to-head, you have to take the team that won.
A couple more things I want to get your opinion on. We finally know which games are coming to Kansas City for the World Cup, man. Really cool that Argentina is the first game. You get the defending champion. You get Lionel Messi in town. Really excited for the World Cup next June.
Yeah, no, it's going to be amazing. You know, it's going to put Kansas City on the world stage, and I know Kansas City will show up. It's going to be really cool just to be a part of that, and hopefully get to attend some of the games and get to see the greatest of the great playing at Arrowhead.
I'm guessing that people have been starstruck when they've seen you. Have you ever been starstruck when you've seen somebody else? Like, you've let Lionel Messi a couple of times, and I'm imagining, like, it's maybe the greatest soccer player of all time. Has there ever been an athlete or somebody that you've met that had you starstruck?
I would say not necessarily. I mean, I think when I was younger, like seeing like Alex Rodriguez and Derek Jeter, just because I was a kid and I was a fan of those guys, was definitely an experience. But I think just growing up in the locker room and then in clubhouses, I got to see a lot of people. It was a blessing, and it kind of showed me that they're just regular guys, man. They're regular people that go about their business at a higher standard than a lot of others that play the sport.
I got to get your opinion on this before we get to the game on Sunday. Phillip Rivers is back. You guys have certainly had your battles against one another. What is it like to see him back in the league?
Yeah, I mean, it's cool because, it was someone I watched growing up and obviously played a lot of football games against, and someone that just truly loves football. You know, at the end of the day, I think that's what it is that he loves coaching football, playing football, whatever it is, and so he got another opportunity to be back in the building, and he jumped all over it.
Right now we're talking to the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. Let's go back to Sunday's matchup. Patrick, can you take us inside the decision to go for it on the 4th and 1 from the 31st yard line? Is that a conversation that you were having with the coaching staff? Just take us through that thought process.
No, not necessarily. I think it's just more kind of with the mentality that we had going into the game, knowing there was going to be pivotal moments and thinking we were going to go out there and make those plays in those pivotal moments. And obviously, we didn't make the play happen, but at the end of the day, we had talked about being a little aggressive in certain moments in the game, and we were aggressive at that moment, and it didn't work in our favor.
Do you feel like that was the right time to be aggressive?
I mean, obviously, it didn't happen, so you always look back and look back at it and say, man, I wish maybe something here or there. But at the same time, if it would have worked, we'd be talking about the different things. So that's kind of just part of football, and so I just live with my decisions regardless of if it's positive or negative.
You're obviously very accustomed to having success in your NFL career. You guys have been at the highest of highs. Right now, you guys are in the middle of a slump. What's it like to be in the middle of the slump for really the first time prolonged in your career?
Yeah, I mean, it's different for sure. I mean, I ever since I've been in the NFL, even before I started, we were winning football games. And so to be in this position where it's kind of not in our fate anymore, where we have to just try to win every game that we can and hope for the best, the other teams are losing. It's not a great feeling to be in, but at the end of the day, you got to accept the challenge, man. You got to accept the adversity that you're in and hope that you can come out better on the other side.
Travis talked about this on his podcast earlier today that, you know, every season where you guys have kind of had those dips, he's been able to find the answer. It's obviously been a little bit different this time. How frustrating is it for you to obviously be able to identify what some of the problems are but not always have the solution?
Yeah, I mean, we're making different mistakes every game. It's not like it's just one thing. So when we get one thing corrected, it's like we make a different mistake somewhere else. And so for us, you just got to keep pushing, man. You got to keep trying to get better. And there's nothing you can really do other than just try to better yourself every week and put yourself in position to win the rest of the football games.
Right now, we're talking to Patrick Mahomes, the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm sure by now you've watched the film. You also have those moments where you go back and you replay certain things that happen. Is there a throw? Is there a moment? Is there something that happened in the game that if you could go back?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You'd like a do-over?
Yeah, I mean, I think just early in the game, there was a play where I had Hollywood over the middle, and I wish I would have just laid it over the top and gave him that reception there and just took the yards that were there. I think I try to step up and thinking I could step up in the pocket and maybe hit Hollywood further down the field, or even Tyquan breaking open when the safety was driving Hollywood. And just knowing the situation in the game, not taking the sack, I think that's the only one that I really kind of go back and look and wish I would have just taken what was there instead of being a little too aggressive in that moment.
You guys have obviously had some down locker rooms in your career. Where would you kind of put this in just some of the frustration, disappointment that the team felt after this loss on Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we know we're in a bad spot. I mean, we always have had the opportunity to kind of dig ourselves out of holes, and I always had it on ourselves to be able to go out there and do it. And obviously right now we're in a bad spot because we're not controlling our own destiny. But at the same time, man, we're gonna still have that mentality that we've always had to go out there and play our best football and try to just win. You know, you try to win all the games and then let's see how the rest handles itself. But at the end of the day, all you can do is come in with the right effort, the right mindset every day.
I was just going to ask you that, just like right now, your mentality and keeping the confidence in the team, because you mentioned it, you don't control your own fate right now, but it is not unrealistic to think that you guys can make the postseason when you look at some of the formulas and the scenarios. You guys are still very much in this. How do you keep guys' confidence high where step one is you guys got to take care of your own business?
Yeah, I mean, you just said it. I mean, we understand that we got to take care of our business first. We got a lot of stuff to clean up, and we understand it, and we got to go out there and do it now. And so all we can do is play the Chargers this week. And that's a really good football team that's playing playing really good football right now. And so if we can find a way to just get ourselves going in the right direction and find a way to win this game, then we'll move on to the next week. But right now, that's all we can do is play the Chargers and be the best that we can be.
Travis looked very down on the sideline, looked despondent on the sideline. Is that a conversation that you go over there and you have with him, maybe privately, maybe later? Is that something you just let him work through? How is a leader, and obviously that's your friend, you guys have a close personal relationship, how do you handle it when your teammate, your brother, is down?
Yeah, man. I mean, we've been through a lot of highs and a lot of lows, more highs, thankfully, but I know how he's going to respond, man. I just know the championship mindset that he has and the mentality that he has. That's why he's in the position that he's in, where he's going to get a gold jacket one day. So we talk and all the time, win or lose, and we always have conversations about how we can make ourselves better and make the team better. But at the end of the day, man, I know how he's going to respond just because that's how he's done it his entire career.
Obviously, nobody at this stage of the season is 100%. You kind of favored your knee a bit at times on Sunday. How do you feel physically heading into this matchup?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I've played a football season. You know, everybody's kind of banged up and has hit things here and there. But I'll be ready to go, and I'm excited to get back out there on the football field and try to do whatever I can to get back in a better mindset of winning football.
Right now, you're dealing with the knee injury, and you look at Justin Herbert. He's got that non-throwing hand wrapped. You can see that he's obviously dealing with that injury. You just mentioned it. Everybody's banged up at this point of the season. How difficult is it to play your best while you're in the middle of being injured?
I mean, I think that's just what makes football so special is that it's a long season. It's a lot of games, a lot of hits, and you have to be tough and go out there and perform when you don't feel the best. And I have a lot of admiration for how Justin always battles through injury and goes out there and plays his best football, and that's what it's all about, especially at the quarterback position, is if the guys are going to sacrifice their bodies to block for you and do that different type of stuff, you have to be able to sacrifice your body to give it all on the football field as well. And so it's two teams that are fighting to try to go out there and win a football game, and I'm sure it'll be a great battle.
One of the things about football is it teaches you things. What are you learning about yourself in the middle of all of this?
Yeah, man. I mean, when stuff's good, you can always be happy and be excited and be ready to come to work. But it's when stuff isn't going your way. How do you respond? How you come into the building with what mindset are you in? And that's something that I have to continue to do every single day. And so we're not in the place we want to be yet, but I'm going to push myself and try to push my teammates to be the best that we can be, and so we can play better football coming up on this Sunday.
I'll get you out of here with this. Let's just talk about the focus heading into this matchup. We mentioned it earlier. You guys are still very much in this, but it starts with you taking care of your own business. You got a good team coming into Kansas City, a team that obviously you know very well. What's your mindset? What's the team mindset? Where's your focus heading into this game?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're just going to go out there and try to play our style of football. You know, I feel like these last few weeks we haven't done that, and we have to get back to playing Kansas City Chiefs style of football, and that's limiting mistakes, playing fast, and playing with energy, and I think that's something that we got to do this week.
That is a quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, joining us on the show today in preparation for their game on Sunday against the Chargers at noon at Arrowhead. Patrick, man, we'll catch up with you next week, man. Take care.
Yeah, thank you.
That was our conversation with the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. His appearance every week on the show is brought to you by our friends over at Telly Tire and Auto Centers. Winning starts with a great drive. Since 1942, Telly certified techs have delivered complete car care with top brand tires and expert auto service. Keep your drive going. Take it to Telly. Visit TellyTire.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.